Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 4th of May. So today we've got the Moon entering Libra at 4:51 a.m. Then Venus is making a square to Neptune at 6:40 p.m. all times are in GMT, and that's strongest today and going to be leaving us in the next 2 to 3 days. So again, this transit adds to the theme of the week, giving us a chance to reevaluate our beliefs and expectations in our relationships. So this week is a good week to do that, but also because it's in square aspect, all types of fantasy, illusions, deceits, manipulations, and all that sort of addiction, escapism is always associated with Neptune, and because it's in the square to Venus, these issues are amplified. So people may experience difficulties in trusting others and trusting themselves right now, or feel like they're being taken advantage of, and because this transit brings an air of vagueness and confusion, boundaries can become unclear, leading us to question our partners or other people motives and their sincerity. Are they really telling us the truth? And sometimes they could be lying, but sometimes we could be being paranoid. So in terms of our romantic ideas, we are susceptible to disillusionment and disappointment. So just check the facts, don't ignore the red flags, don't kid yourself, because yeah, you may get short-term pleasure, but in the long run, living a lie just causes wasted time and a lot of painful feelings that are really hard to overcome. It's easier said than done. It's easy, you know, we can listen to all these affirmations and all these people talking all this positive stuff, and I did it for years, but when I decided to get real, that pain sometimes will always walk with me. So this is why I say to people, you know, be careful what you do, because we can do anything in this life, but living with what we've experienced can be really hard. So sometimes, not to avoid these experiences that will make us grow, but sometimes you have to say enough is enough. How much pain are you willing to carry? Yeah, you can carry it, but it's always going to be felt. So you know, how much pain can you cope with feeling? So you know, everybody needs to know their pain threshold and stuff. So yeah, some of us may feel disempowered by this Venus square Neptune energy and uncertain about emotional commitments. People may want to end things with you. Also, this warns us to be cautious when entering any new relationships at this time, and not to project your expectations onto others. Make sure you ask questions, have realistic expectations of the relationships, and if this person can really meet your needs and if you can meet their needs as well. Overall, it's important to remember this is a temporary phase, as with all things in life in astrology, transit wise, and it will pass. But the best way to deal with this transit is to try and practice mindfulness, some self-awareness, relaxation, and chilling out, taking some time out, taking an honest look at your life, especially when it comes to your own expectations and beliefs about relationships. Avoid making, you know, rash decisions or judging others too quickly. Use this time to reflect on your values, motivations and goals in life, and make a conscious effort to communicate effectively with the other people around you. For content creators, it's a beautiful energy to explore your own imagination and creativity, as this transit can bring a harmonious balance between the logical and dreamy, psychic, intuitive parts of our minds, allowing you to tap into your inner muse and indulge in your wildest fantasy. So it's a good for kind of creative artists, kind of creating, writing about science fiction in podcasts or vlogging or romantic blogs or vlogs or stuff like that, anything to do with psychism as well, exploring spiritual practices, but also because the logic's involved, you can do practical tips on how we can use this astrology and spiritual concepts practically in our daily life. So it's good for forms of storytelling, letting your inner artist come out, playing the piano, playing any instrument, drawing, painting, encouraging people to tap into their inner creativity as well, and how best to do that, and also, you know, how we can get that sense of wonder back in our life, that childlike feeling that often leaves us by the time we're 21, 25, 30, you know, how can we get back in touch with that artistic, that side of us that just loves life and stuff. And as an adult, what I've learned is if you realise that, and this is not harsh, you can only really trust yourself. You can trust other people, of course you can, but astrology has shown me that, you know, people have transits and they've got experiences that they need to go on. So if we trust ourselves to make the best judgments in people, and sometimes the best you can do is like weigh things up and will you regret it. If you know you're going to regret a decision in the long run, don't do it. But if you rather have the experience of spending that time going into that relationship with someone, even though you know in the long run it will end, but you just want to experience it, going in it from that perspective rather than trying to make something that you know won't last, it's a breath of fresh air. It gives us that lease of life to really enjoy that month or that 2 months or that 1 year with that person, rather than thinking about, oh, I'm going to lose that person one day. So yeah, I hope that makes sense. So that was the Daily Scope for the 4th of May.